All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday, and everybody's present and accounted for. Hopefully y'all are having a great day, and are ready for the next 3 hours as we take you through and roll on what's going on in sports and stuff. Nick going on extended duty again today as he's turned in his front-of-the-microphone stardom for 3 hours of slumming with us, but we appreciate it.
You razz him every time.
It's not razzing. It's good stuff.
No, it's razzing.
Nick, is it razzing?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't either.
Really?
I mean, I think it used to be.
I'm giving props to the fact that he was in front of the mic how many days in a row now?
We did a couple days last week and then the weekend. And then we had 2 days this week. So
right, and I said extended duty because you're going to end up doing like, what, five?
Yeah, 5 hours of radio. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really more like two because you guys carry most of the load on from 1 to 4.
But nonetheless, I don't think there was any ragging in that. I'm just showing you some love.
I have no problem with what he said. Zero.
Okay.
I have a problem with you, though, Barry.
Oh?
Licking me off during the broadcast. Not very professional, honestly.
No, it wasn't. Happen? It wasn't during the broadcast.
Yeah,
it was
live.
On a break. No, it was not a break.
Oh, so that makes it okay.
Yeah.
So you can flick somebody off in the commercial break, but
yes,
you can't flick somebody off while they're on the air.
I did that for Trey.
For Trey?
In Trey's memory. Remember when he flicked you off
and
you
that's
got
right.
so
I totally,
angry?
Yeah.
I think that started the legend of Nick's anger and Trey's fear.
Yeah, the legend of mean-ass Nick. Yeah.
You lowbrowed him for the first time there.
Trey has a very healthy fear of you.
Dude, yes, he still texts me all the time. We text. We're cool.
Why do you think he does that?
Yeah.
Because he wants to make sure that everything is cool.
We're cool. We're cool. He's coming to the listener appreciation party.
Is he really
is that
coming?
Confirmed?
Yeah, I told him to come. He said I'll go if I'm invited. I said I'm pretty sure if you roll up, intern Trey.
No one's turning Trey away.
No one's gonna say anything.
He's a big time celebrity.
I told him he can come with station. he can roll with me if it makes him feel
good. Oh, it's a date.
Yeah, me and intern Trey.
That's great.
Taking your son out on a date.
Are you gonna get lucky? Or is he gonna get lucky?
That's probably not gonna happen.
No?
Jose might have a problem with that.
They were super tight. Oh,
buddies.
That's right. There's a picture of them in front of John's desk.
They always talked about being roommates and everything
roommates
else.
Too.
Yeah, they talked about all that stuff.
Poor Jose Partida lost his dog, man.
Oh no,
lost his dog.
Yeah, in the Jersey Village area. I don't know if he's found it, but I don't
how
think
does that? Did it just get out of the
you
fence?
Know how
or
dogs can be. I mean, I'm
just
sure
took off running as a runner.
Mine's is not like that, but I guess it depends on the dog's personality. Joel could probably speak better on that, but apparently it got away. I don't know how.
What are you trying to say?
Because you have a bunch of dogs in your house. And they
so
all
the
have different personalities.
One, the latest one
if
to get out.
If the three-legged dog gets away, you're not a good owner.
Three legs, one eye, he gets out.
Bro, you're not
And you
good.
Know what he wants to do? He wants to go after the neighbor's dog. Not just like chill out, oops, I got out of the yard.
Picking a fight?
Yeah, he's just like going like he's king of the neighborhood. And then I've got all the other ones going, well, if he can do it, I'm going to start a stampede. I'm like, nah, that's
so
just
the
not
three-legged, one-eyed dog is the most fearless of the group.
It's pretty close. Yeah.
It's crazy how that works.
Yeah, pretty close.
And my dog has everything functional. It's the biggest chicken in the planet.
Well, it's a little yapper too, though.
It's a little 23-pounder. It's not that small.
23, yeah, that's not that bad. I thought it was small. I thought you had like a chihuahua or something.
No.
You used to have a chihuahua.
No.
I have a schnauzer.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You let a three-legged dog got out on you?
Okay, so I'm getting
this.
The crew ready for the morning walk, right? So I got to leash up about 350 pounds of dog.
Okay.
Right? So I'm getting the leashes on the other ones. We're in the driveway. And the three-legged one, we're very close in monitoring because we don't want him to overdo on that leg and for a lot of reasons. So he doesn't go on the long walk. Lisa walks him later. But he likes to, like,
sit in the yard and watch when we go, and he waits for him to come back, and he gets all excited when the other dogs are back. So he was just sitting there, and I normally open the gate, get the other dogs out, shut the gate real quick, and we're gone. Well, when I was shutting the gate, one of the dogs kind of got off, was almost off leash. So I was like, whoa, whoa, get back here. And when I looked at that dog, before I could look back, the freaking tripod was out the smallest of cracks between the gate and the wall and was on our way to the neighbors to try and stir up some stuff.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It was a nightmare because the neighbor's dog's owner is like, the teenage girl is walking and she's like, what do I do? And I'm like, well, don't just stand there. I got this pack of crazy dogs coming after you. Go in the house. Get the dog in the house. Man, I almost lost a finger.
What?
Dang. Oh, yeah. I mean, the leashes were going everywhere, and I'm trying to hold on to all of them. And I get done, and the top of my finger was all, like, turning colors, looked like it bent sideways. I was like, oh, yeah, that's good. It was fun.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's the trials and tribulations of having an Iditarod at your house every day.
Having 87 dogs.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, that doesn't sound. And you do that every day?
Every morning I walk them.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And then we go to the field, and I run them, and then I bring them back so that they don't have any energy for Lisa.
Oh, see? I almost called you this morning, though, Nick.
Why?
Because I was up at 5:50. And I thought,
to give me my wake up.
The morning
and
shot?
I thought, you know, he's always talking that mess about how I don't get up. And then because I had to go run errands today.
Waking up to give your wife a kiss goodbye does not count. And then going back to sleep 5 minutes later doesn't count.
No, I didn't go back to sleep five
That's
minutes
later. That's how it works. Let's be honest.
It was, what, more like 10?
Yeah. No, I had to go get an oil change and the tires rotated and all that in advance of my trip tomorrow.
That's right.
So you had to do an oil change, you didn't go back to sleep, but normally you would go back to sleep.
Oh, no, I still went back to sleep. It was just later when I got home about 9:30, 10 o'clock. I took an hour nap from 10 to 11. Actually, probably like 10 to 11:30.
Is this a solo road trip or is Andy on this one?
No, it's just me. Just me.
Got any books downloaded?
I do.
Okay.
I do. But I can't read the title out loud because it there's curse words in it.
James Comey's book.
Well, we can time it perfect. Like, you can read the title, and then I'll censor it real quick. Ready? Go.
You mother! No, not doing that. It's not good.
I think it's worth
my
a
mic
shot.
Will still be hot.
Yeah, I
still
think it's
hear
worth
it.
A shot to try.
You would
it
hear the beep also, and then he would be on me about cursing.
I think you guys just like should try yesterday. It live, and if it doesn't work, you can tape it later.
No, not happening.
Do it live.
Do it live. I do have a bone to pick with Sir AJ Hoffman. I went back and listened to our show.
Oh, you didn't give me the.
It's okay. It's not that big of a deal. But I went back and listened because AJ decided to crash our show. First of all, let me say this. There are apparently grown-ass men who listen to this show only to wait for us to mention AJ so that they can run to him and snitch that we are, quote, talking about him.
No one knows that better than me, by the way. But
because yesterday he goes, I heard you were talking about me. And I was like, no, I don't. I mean, I mentioned that you came to my show, but that was about it. He goes, well, somebody texted me and said you also said I was big leaguing people. I was like, I was joking, obviously. And he was like, oh, I mean, it was no big deal. But what stood out to me is that there's some ho-ass listeners.
Oh, you better believe it.
That are out here snitching.
Because he wasn't listening in the car.
No, it was because I talked about that in like segment one, like right now. Do you think AJ's in the car listening right now? No. He listens on his drive-in, and, you know, that's usually somewhere between 2 and 3 or something like that. But it doesn't matter. It's not like I'm hiding anything from AJ when I talk about it. But this I don't know if people know this, but this goes out over the air, and at any moment he could be listening. So if I wanted to talk about him, I certainly wouldn't do it on a broadcast in a city of 6 million people. What would I be hiding? But if you are snitching, you're a hoe.
Yeah, like, there are plenty.
And it's got to be a dude because our female listeners ain't bitches.
No,
like
they're
that.
Not.
Nope.
They're not
bitches like that. So it's a bitch, but it's a dude. It's a dude.
I found out there are plenty of snitches that are bitches that do exactly that, and they do it on a regular basis.
I'm like, who's out here tatted? Like, I got anything to hide from AJ.
It's kind of hard for
it's
me
ridiculous.
To, like...
ridiculous.
Because he was getting my back, so I endorse his wrongness.
But did you go back and listen to it?
I did, yeah.
He was wrong, wasn't he?
He was. He wasn't listening.
He wasn't listening. He wasn't paying attention.
I didn't realize it either.
I even texted him, and I told him he could kiss my ass on the text, and I said, you were wrong.
because he comes in here and tries to put his thing on the table. Like, you got no, 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 bro. Go back and listen. Basically, we transitioned from talking about Ed Sullivan to talking about Johnny Carson. I don't remember which one of us started doing an Ed McMahon impression. Then we both did it. Mm-hmm. And while we were doing Ed McMahon impressions, I said all Ed did was laugh, say yes, and the publisher's clearinghouse. I don't know how much more clear you could. Now, did I say McMahon? No, but pretty obvious if we're doing the impressions and talking about Carson and the publisher's clearinghouse, what other Ed would we be talking about? So AJ was wrong. So you can run tell that, snitch. Get all up in his little text messages and tell him he's wrong.
If Nick didn't know Ed McMahon either, then that snitch could be ass. A side issue. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I educated myself yesterday a little bit on Ed McMahon.
Okay.
But, boy, the only thing that really made me mad wasn't that AJ came in here and did all that. I don't care. I thought that was kind of funny, actually.
When's the last what time Ed McMahon off? Or Ed Sullivan was mentioned on ESPN radio, honestly?
Well, we had to start a new streak, so we had to reset the deck. Mention him now, and then we can start the streak over.
Hmm.
That's true. But the only thing that made me mad is to find out that there are people that listen that are snitching.
They want to stir it up. We had someone call in during Dell and my our show with Dell and Dell and I, and he wanted to reiterate the Patrick call. I was like, I'll talk about it. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I'm not trying to stir anything up. I'm like, really?
You know what? That's how he prefaced it. You got more love than anything else because of the way you handled it. And then on top of that, the one thing that I did feel bad about is P. Randizzle got all of the hate because everybody thought he was the Patrick.
I meant to mention him today. That's the second time that's happened to him, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Where he's getting
all the same Patrick that called?
I don't know. I think Patrick is a suspect. Like, I think he calls.
Right. So normally. It was the Pat. Yeah, because I remember, I think he and I got into it when he first called.
Yeah.
And then he apologized later. I don't even remember what it was about. It was whatever.
Yeah.
And he had been doing pretty good. And then he took a run at you.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the deal. I looked him up and apparently, he had a unbelievable career. He has that, he has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Apparently there's like 2,600 stars. That's actually a bucket list thing of mine. Like, I want to go to Hollywood Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
But the first thing I'm going to do is rush over to Ed Sullivan's star because I'm so geeked over him.
Have you ever been there, Barry?
I thought you were talking about Patrick had a star on the Hollywood Walk.
I was like, too. What?
Who gives a damn about Ed Sullivan? Honestly, there's 15 blocks of stars on Hollywood Boulevard. That would be the last star I would want to see.
Do you ever been
I'm
going
to skip over Michael Jackson and all these other people, and I'm going to go straight to Ed freaking Sullivan.
Have you ever been there?
No, I have not.
You believe me, you are not missing a thing. And it is not all that it's cracked up to be. It's not in a great neighborhood. It's not like it's this glamorous thing. And oh, by the way you get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, you buy it.
You diddle somebody.
If you have enough money, you buy it, and then you get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star. You can buy your way on.
But you don't have to. They'll give you a star, right?
Mm-mm. Even like if they you're give you one, you buy it.
Talk show hosts like Ed Sullivan, you'll get one. That everybody knows.
Now, I don't know way back in the day how they and did sure, it, dude, but I know
want,
now you
if
buy
If you want
it.
To discuss Ed Sullivan, start your own podcast and name it This Is My Dumbass Podcast About Ed Sullivan. Because it's just stupid. An obsolete radio talk is what it is.
It's a really big show.
So dumb.
You got pretty angry. Was that directed at me?
No.
Oh, that was Patrick.
It wasn't directed at anybody.
It was just
that
was out directed in general.
It might have been directed at Patrick.
Maybe.
Died in 1974. All I got is black and white pictures of him on the Google.
That's all you're going to get. Pretty sure.
And they want me to know who he is.
Well, now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
That's not Ed Sullivan.
That's Paul Harvey.
Get your old men
right. Did
you
mention Paul? Oh. All right. So we're just getting started.
Do you know who Paul? Never mind.
Don't start. The HRP listener line is wide open for the time being. 713-780-3776. Text that number. Call that number. Or hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. Just getting started. So fasten your seatbelts and away we go right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects. Appreciate all you guys always listening and your support. And the way that you would do the same, narking on other shows, right? No?
Snitches get stitches.
Our listeners are pretty good. They're damn loyal, and I appreciate that. But yeah, of course, I'm sure now, Barry, you're going to get a ton of feedback again because of the whole...
Oh, I'm sure he'll come in today and be like, I heard you were talking about me again. No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the snitches.
I'm talking about the listeners.
Although I did say he was wrong, but that was just to put a bow on yesterday. Go back and listen if you missed it.
Okay. Boy, White Magic just got killed, huh?
Uh-huh.
Because of OU Mike's text?
Yeah. White Magic is snitching to AJ so he can get access to the remote shows again. That's not true.
Can I just say, though, that I missed his calls. Like three quarters of his calls when he called were actually
that's
on
why
a topic
I regret
we were
situation.
Talking about. Yeah, that's what I regret about it too, is the fact that because it ended up the way it ended up, we lost a very humorous caller that added something to the shows.
I totally agree. 1,000%. He was already and immediately one of the better callers.
Unlike OU Mike, which is hit and miss, and he misses way more than he hits sometimes, we know that Mike was pretty solid. He was batting a pretty good percentage when he called in.
Somebody suggesting...
I'm sorry, White Magic.
Yeah, somebody suggesting it was T-Ball Willie that snitched.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
T-Ball Willie.
Somebody's asked, where do you go get an oil change at 6 a.m.? No. I wasn't getting an oil change at 6 a.m. The tire shop opens at 7 a.m. So I was told by my wife... which turns out to not be true. So I was up for no reason that early. So I told her, wake me up. I got to go get an oil change. I got to go get my tires rotated. So she's making me some coffee this morning, 5:50. I was like, what time do they open? And I'll plan my day. She goes, well, it looks like she's on her phone. It looks like the oil change opens at 8. But the tire place opens at 7. I was like, oh, perfect. I'll just, you know, drink a cup of coffee, get ready, and go. I'll be there right at 7. I show up right at 7. They don't open till 8. And now I'm already out. It's too far to go home. By the time I go home, I'm going to have to turn around, go back. So I had to go eat breakfast at the IHOP by myself like a weirdo. I'm just sitting in there.
You do that on the road after shows.
Yeah, but that's because it's like I'm hungry.
But you weren't hungry?
No.
So you went anyway?
Yeah.
What did you order? Like hash brown or something? What did you order?
No, I ended up getting the 2x2x2. 2 eggs, 2 pieces of bacon, 2 pancakes.
Jeez. And you weren't hungry. I could only imagine how that had gone if you were hungry.
So, he's going to go yell at his wife for messing up his diet now.
Yeah. Now I'm fatter than Nick. Thanks, babe. That's your fault. But yeah, so I was like, this sucks, man. And then
I don't think you want your tires rotated at 7 a.m. anyway. Because if guy's there and he's the first guy there and he's like, yeah, this lug nut, I'll get.
Nah, you good. Nah. I would have liked, because now I've got to go after work, which is cutting into my weed eating time.
God forbid.
Well, I will say this, and I know absolutely zero people care, but I'm excited about it, so you all can kiss my ass if you don't like this. I'm just talking to you two, really. Mm-hmm. I bought some new Weed Eater line. This is what excites me now in my life.
Oh, my God. Nobody cares.
Extra durable, doesn't fray as
much.
Oh,
my God, nobody cares.
Long-lasting.
It's the best. It's the best. It used to, like, when I would weed eat, it was not easy, and this line has made it so easy. I feel like my whole world, like a brave new world has opened up to me. I'm just cutting through grass and weeds in the ditch. I was just humming along, man.
This might be worse than Ed Sullivan talk. I don't even know why we even brought this up. Who cares,
saying,
bro? Pay for people to take care of your
stuff.
If
you got a chance to get the Black Diamond Weed Eater line, get it. It's okay. Worth the $3 extra. I'm just saying, dude, there are people out there that want this valuable information.
Okay. You sure about that?
We all
sure about that?
We all can't be fancy people and have our yard done for us. Some of us don't have that kind of money, Nick.
I'm not that fancy, and I'm definitely not doing my own yard. I'm probably the least fancy of all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fact.
I volunteer to do my own yard, but
Oh, really?
Yeah, Lisa was like, nah.
you make us look bad. The decisions I might make.
We live in a nice neighborhood. You make us look bad if you do your own yard. That's right.
I know my neighbor, it was bizarre. I got up at like 6:45, I think it was yesterday, and I turned on the TV, and I look, because on the couch, you can look towards the front door. And I see someone on my doorstep, and I'm like, what the? So I run over there before the dogs start going nuts, and it's my neighbor, and he's like, hey, your sprinkler's going crazy. I'm like, are you sure it's mine? And he's like, yeah. So I open up the door, and one of my sprinklers, the nozzle top, the top of it had popped off, and it was like a gusher. So I went and turned the sprinklers off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, I'm not sure. That's one thing I don't have experience with, changing those sprinklers and stuff.
Oh, that's super easy.
But is it?
I've done it before. It's not that bad. But I removed all my sprinklers because I was so tired of all the problems it was giving me.
And I normally let my lawn guy know, and he fixes them.
Right from underground. It was an underground system, too. Took it right out. It kept leaking. Our house is
but built. Isn't an underwater system supposed to leak? That's how the water gets out on the grass?
No. I mean, like, the pipes underground, like,
what?
Are breaking.
It's irrigation system. So as long as the water's getting out, you're okay. No. I was kidding.
Yeah. It would get to the point where there'd be underwater leaks, and then the nozzle would stop shooting water.
Huh.
It would just be that
bad. So you just capped it all or tore out the line and everything?
I tore out the lines. Yeah.
Was this in the flower bed or the yard?
Yard. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There might be one or two pipes still underground, but it's not being used.
Yeah, you just capped it.
I did cap it, but there's a big portion of it that's been removed from underground.
Wow.
Too. Yeah.
See, that's a problem too. So the one thing is, I was going to ask you guys about the sprinkler head things, because I honestly believe it's a deal that my yard guy has just to get extra money, because he's the guy that hits them with the lawnmower.
Sure.
And then once they're hacked up, then when he replaces them, we get a charge.
Three of the sprinklers that have been broken, two of the three sprinklers that have been broken have been because of my lawn guy.
Yeah.
He paid for one, but the other two.
That just, you know what that tells me?
What?
That your lawn guy is mowing your yard too low.
It's possible.
What kind of grass do you have? Do you know?
Green.
Oh, my God.
I don't. See, that's,
it's not going to know these things. It's not Bermuda.
St. Augustine.
Probably.
Okay.
It's the kind that you can only get sod for. You can't seed.
Yes, St. Augustine.
Okay.
You need to be mowing it as high as possible.
Well, believe me, it's still high. Because there's some dog poop that can almost escape me in the underground jungle.
What I'm saying is you should tell him to set his lawnmower at the highest setting when he mows.
I'm not really speaking to him.
That'll also.
Yeah, Lisa can tell him that because he's already, as we've talked about, hiring crazy people to swing from the trees in the back till they fall and break their leg and then trying to put it on me.
Yeah.
But also, Nick, to your point, though, the thing is, because I would never rip the sprinklers out because they were in the yard when
you were built. It just kept leaking. What happened is we're required to have two trees in the front, but when we bought the house, there was four, and the roots keep breaking the pipes. So, like, I literally fixed the pipe four times. After that fourth time of digging, I'm like, you know what? I don't want no damn sprinkler system.
The people we bought the house from were fancy. They had all this, like, rare grass and all these different things planting. You know, they had like six different people fertilizing plant. We didn't want all that. So I was like thinking, am I going to just mulch, sod? What am I going to do? I come home from work one day, and at the time, our nanny, which was a short-lived experiment, who's married to the guy that does our lawn, and Lisa concocted that the best thing to do would be rip out not only all the exotic plants, rip out all the grass too, and just throw down a bunch of crushed rock. Nothing. And by the way, then I found out while he was doing all that, he thought we were never going to change our minds. So he ripped all the sprinkler system out from there too.
Oh no.
And he put this crushed rock, like when you go to a parking lot at a club, kind of in, like a country bar or something like that. Not only does it look like crap, but then it gets all over the driveway and stuff like that. And it's annoyed me. That's my project before the end of the summer. I'm ripping all the gravel out and I'm putting something back in there. Because it is just not, but to rip the sprinkler system, I go, what made you do that? And he goes, well, I just thought you'd never be going back to, oh, did you now? You're making decisions.
Just so, in your face, Nick, in your face.
What happened?
This text on the text line happened. I actually do appreciate that info because the string I bought for my new weed eater breaks too damn easy, and it was advertised to be high grade. So, Nick, suck it.
Well, El Jefe doesn't like it.
Well, I don't care what El Jefe thinks. I care what that one texter that appreciated the advice thinks. That's all I care about.
He may not even be a suspect. El Jefe is a suspect.
He's a suspect, that's for sure.
They make those, though, that you're talking, like the weed eater strings that are,
I've seen that they're almost, now they have them where they're almost self-loading and they're like extra durable. They don't fray as easy.
No, I don't know what that is.
I've seen infomercials on that. You might be interested.
No, thank you.
That might come on after an Astros game sometime on AT&T Sportsnet when Dr. Poop or whatever it is isn't on.
Dr. Poop.
Yeah, that's, I always tell you that when I see, when I leave the TV on after an AT&T Sportsnet and the next day when I turn it on, this, the listing on the guide says Dr. Poop.
See, we're getting hate on Twitter for talking about this. I told you this was dumb.
What, the weed eater?
Everything. Barry's lawn in general.
Okay.
I want to talk about that, Barry.
Well, the grass is always greener on the other side, Nick, but sometimes you just have to say, get off my lawn. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Usual Suspects, knee-deep hour number one, three-hour show. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We've been talking about Tom Tynan and home and gardening.
Did you guys see where the Tour de France bike riders got tear gassed by the cops on accident? There were protesters apparently along the route, and the cops were trying to disperse them and started shooting tear gas, and it got all the riders.
No, I didn't see that.
Which I think is funny, but even more, maybe not funny, but eye-opening is that I didn't even know the damn thing was going on until I saw this article. I had no idea that the Tour de France.
How did you not know?
Again, because I don't care.
Because you're not up
about
11.
A bunch of grown dudes riding their bicycles.
I don't either, but it's on every Saturday morning at like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I ain't up at 7:30 on a Saturday. I'll tell you that much.
But it goes to like 11.
Yeah, whatever. But I think it speaks more to the fact that because old Uniball ain't in it, no one cares as much around here.
The one thing that I did say, see that was cool regarding it.
Yeah.
These, you know how they do all the mountain things and all that?
Yes.
So there was one where the path that the bikers are on has like deep brush and other things on both sides. And a guy, like a BMX guy, decided he was going to jump the riders.
Oh.
And they had video as these guys are going down the path with their bikes. And he goes over the top like Evel Knievel.
Mm-hmm.
And just barely clears all the riders and hits the other side. And I was like, no, that was impressive.
Nice. Yeah, I had no idea. You could have gave me five guesses as to when it occurs, and I wouldn't have got it. But I was like, why is the Tour de France, why are they in the headlines? And, oh, apparently they're going on. It's from July 7th. It's been going since July 7th.
Oh, there's like 32 stages, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot. It goes through July 29th. That's a lot.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm not. Mm-mm. But that surprised me.
What does 32 stages mean? What does that mean?
So a stage is like a race. So stage one is through the Alps, and it's this many miles. Stage two is a sprint, which is shorter and more for time. Stage three is, you know, a longer jaunt through the Champs-Élysées or whatever the hell they call it, and it goes from there. But there's 32 different like heats of different things before you get to a winner.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
No wonder what's his name was using steroids. What's his name? Was it
Lance Armstrong?
Yeah.
You guys have won me over as a listener. Ha ha. That was a text.
Okay.
So, but I think the ha ha was like they didn't like us before and now they do, and they. So we thank you though.
We do. We get that a lot.
We're glad we won you over. The worst caller is Eric.
Who said that's just a text?
Just a text. I'm just going through the text line. Don't be upset, Eric. Barry, do you always eat when you're lonely? That would explain your jiggly arms. That's from All Texting, No Tweeting. Thank you for that. NASCAR Johnny said, Barry, you sound more and more like me getting excited about yard work. I don't get excited about yard work. I get excited about stuff that makes the yard work easier. And then Robert and Tomball said, we should have Randy Lemon on. Don't need him. You got me.
He's a good dude, though.
You got me.
It's true. We don't need him because we got you, but Randy Lemon's a good dude.
I've memorized everything on his website. We don't need him. I can tell you everything he's was going to tell you.
Nick, you should have Tina Turner playing. We don't need another hero. We've got Barrett.
Damn right. Ask me something about a lawn, I'll tell you. I know all now.
Okay. Well, Lisa just texted. Do you know where the ant killer is?
Third shelf from the left, go about five. I don't know.
No, it's in the garage on the top shelf. Stay away from the kids. I put it on the very top shelf so that Taylor and the dogs don't get near it.
Oh, that's
in
smart.
The garage.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
So evidently she's out and about in the yard. That scares me to no end.
That is scary.
Yeah, at least she's not. She doesn't have her headphones on.
So apparently this, this Todd Gurley news is breaking, huh?
Yeah. So lots of contract type news coming out of the NFL, but the biggest is Todd Gurley looks like he is going to get paid and paid well he's about to sign. You got the exact numbers. It's 4 and 45, I believe.
Well, that's the practical guarantee is 45. It's a $60 million contract. It averages 15 over 4 years, 45 practically guaranteed, which is about 75% of the contract, which is pretty crazy. Although guys like, you know, it looks like Saquon Barkley, Fournette, they got 100% guarantee. So I don't know the dynamics of why Gurley's contract isn't. But yeah, 75 guaranteed. He'll be a free agent in 2024, it says.
Wait, not 75 guaranteed, 75 on the contract.
75% of the contract guarantee.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So Le'Veon Bell is aggravated right now.
I would imagine, yeah.
He's got a little fodder right now for his agent to go to the table with. There's no doubt about that. For if they're going to try and still get a long-term deal done before he says he's one and done in Pittsburgh if it doesn't get done. So we'll see about that. Because the other news is that for all we've heard that Julio Jones really isn't upset. And when camp starts, everything's going to be fine. Well, it's not going to be fine. And now he officially has come out and said he wants the Falcons to rework his deal. And therefore, he will not be at camp when it starts for Atlanta. I think he's got 2 years left on it, but he wants to be paid like the best in the game. You mad at him?
I am not. No. I mean, get your money while you can, right? That's the whole thing. Dude, and I've said this before, when it comes to NFL players and their contracts and their demands, I bet whatever they, you know, I don't begrudge those guys because of all the sports out there, they're the ones that have the most to risk. And the least guaranteed to them. And if they want to hold out for more money, more power to them, man, because baseball players' contracts are guaranteed. Basketball players' salaries are guaranteed. Football players don't get a lot of guarantees. That's why I was surprised when I was looking up the stats for salaries for running backs that there are three running backs with 100% guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, that is especially, like you said, with the life expectancy of a running back so short and the injury risk. Because, look, Gurley had injuries. Gurley's had some serious injuries.
Yeah.
So if you're a team, you always have to have that in the back of your mind. Like, why am I locking up a guy with long-term injury, you know, and really putting myself out there? Look, take from another contract that was just announced today. Kevin Love just signed 4-year extension for $120 million. You want to talk a guy with a history of injuries. That's a pretty risky deal, and he still had time on his existing contract. And you're rebuilding. Are you rebuilding around Kevin Love now?
I don't. Yeah, that one surprised me a little bit. I would have thought would have tried to give him a little more money, go a little shorter term, so that you could maybe move him if you needed to,
or say you're doing him a favor, but go like less money for longer years and get the team to get a deal at least out of it if they're going to lock him up, because I don't think anybody else is giving him that money.
I wouldn't go longer years with Kevin Love.
No, I'm saying if you're going to go 4 or 5 years, go for like 17 or see if you can get it for a lesser amount because he's averaging close to $30 million a year on that deal.
It's pretty wild. Right now, Julio Jones is the fifth highest paid wide receiver.
Behind
Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Brandon Cooks, and Jarvis Landry.
I'd put him above everybody except...
I'd put him above everybody.
You didn't say Antonio Brown, did you?
Huh?
You didn't,
no.
Antonio Brown. You're right. That I'd put him above everybody.
Yeah. I would put him above all those.
Now, we're going to get heat for the DeAndre Hopkins
thing. Yeah.
But that's fine. But when you look at what he possesses in terms of his overall size and physicality and his speed and what he does, hard to put very many people. Look, arguably in the game, the two top names that you're always going to hear, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones.
Mm-hmm. Crazy thing is when you look at, like, I was pulling up the statistics for receivers from last year and it didn't really register, but when you look at those guys, yardage-wise, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, obviously top two in the NFL, and that doesn't surprise some folks. Jones had 3 touchdowns last year.
God, for a team that spreads it around and throws it a lot.
Does it surprise you that, and I got to be honest with you, I didn't even realize this. DeAndre Hopkins led all pass catchers.
In touchdowns.
13.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close between him and Julio Jones.
Yeah, they say him and Jimmy Graham were the gold standard 10. For touchdowns. Yeah. From Graham, tight end
Graham
to receiver.
Graham and Devontae Adams both had 10.
Who? Oh. All right. We're going to
keep the fact that he, my bad, but I think the fact that he was playing with 4 quarterbacks in one season tends to be overlooked.
It didn't help at all.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
overlooked that he dealt with 4 different quarterbacks in one season. Nationally, in Houston, I don't think we overlook it, but I think nationally, people don't realize how
difficult
that is.
Take the Clemson connection out of the equation. He was just ecstatic. He finally had a guy that could get him the ball, get it to him on time in a place where at least he's got a shot at it.
Yep.
Because remember we used to say 50-50 balls with Brock Osweiler were more like 20-80s? Yeah, at least they got a guy that could put it close to the window. And that's what he was excited about because you're right, Nick. I mean, some of the guys he had throwing to him, we're better off being like the guy that cuts the lawn on the practice field, not the guy throwing the ball to the best receiver on your team. All right, we got 1 in the books, 2 to go, 2 hours left of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's more of the usual suspects in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. To maintain or to get away, but it's coming.